Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and here with the awesome Benny.
Hi there.
Hello.
Welcome back for another monthly installment of the TAP system. Or TAPs in general, right?
Correct. Okay. Very good. Very good. That stands for the Accelerated Performance System.
Boom.
By Mary Jane Mack, who has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's a holistic intuitive. She's been there since 1992. She does a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are, then recommends a whole food nutrition product which gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. So not only if you have a nutritional deficiency, if you have any emotional baggage, which we all have, that also affects our body as well. If you have a question for Mary Jane, please feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Not only does she do people, she does pets. And you don't have to live in Washington State in order to make an appointment with Mary Jane. She has clients all over the United States and does phone consultations. So with that, Mary Jane, welcome to your own show.
Well, thank you, Nancy.
You're very welcome.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what I do. If you're looking for someone to tune into your physical, your emotional, your structure, your entire body. It's about who you are. And when you have physical symptoms, it always relates to something else going on in your life. So we're able to determine that from the TAP system. I follow a certain system and checking your body. And in that system, your body will tell me in order exactly what needs to be addressed. And whether it's an emotion or structure or nutritional imbalance in any of the organs. And when we follow that system in order, your body, even though you might have, say, 10 symptoms or 10 things going on, when you follow the system and you pick up the first three or four, it's usually the first three priorities, and take care of that, it's amazing how all the rest will get better because you're starting with the main underlying cause. What's going on, Nancy?
I'm just listening. He keeps saying, you call it a system. I call it a protocol as you go through the body. It's kind of like, you know, gallbladder, kidney, liver. She does her, like, thing and does all that, so.
Exactly. So when
protocol.
I follow that protocol,
yeah.
So then I determine a protocol, whether it's nutrition for you to take, and I also do NET, which is
emotional technique. But your protocol, the person's body tells you exactly what they need. So then you give the appropriate nutrition.
Exactly.
It's like
your body has all the answers from the time you were conceived till the present date. And if you ask the body any question, you could determine what the answer is because it's there. It's like your body has
the innate ability to
correct recall.
To heal itself. We all have the ability to heal ourselves.
And some things are buried or they're not identified, so you have no idea what's really going on. However, when you tap into the body and you ask the questions, usually, for example, if I said that there was an emotion that you were something about anger in
5 years ago.
Yeah. Your body you would be able to say often exactly what it is.
Yeah. Most people have to think about it. It doesn't have to be super traumatic. It could be something that just happened at the moment. It could have been somebody cut you off in traffic. It doesn't have to be, it could be very traumatic, but it doesn't have to be.
It's how you took it in at the moment. So it's all relative. So it's how you react to things in your life. Do you react like crazy and take, when you act like out of control and crazy, That emotion goes deep in your system, and if it's anger, for example, it's stored in your liver. So then through the years, every time you experience that same emotion, it gets bigger and bigger until eventually you start having symptoms of...
Physical symptoms. Yes, so we all want to make sure we take care of our emotional baggage.
Well, your emotional baggage is who you are, and it creates where you're going. Because unless you look at those things and are able to let them go or heal from them, you're stuck. It's all about learning the lesson. Everything is on our journey is about learning the lesson. And if you get the lesson, you move on. If you don't get the lesson, it's like having those car accidents. You know, people that have had 2, 3, 4, 5 car accidents? Well, those people obviously are not getting something that the universe is trying to nudge them into.
Well, and that's interesting. I rented a car because my car was in for service. And when I went back to take my car, I had met a really nice couple who were renting a car. And that was their third car accident this year. He had one and she had two. So it's kind of like, all right, what are you not getting?
Yeah.
What? So,
and especially if you have injuries in those car accidents,
yes.
It's like.
So just something to think about. It's like, whoa, what's going on that I'm not getting?
Yeah, it could start with just a little fender bender. Then the next one's a little bigger. Then the next one's an injury. So it's like, instead of looking at what's wrong with the other guys that hit you, it's about what's going on with you that you need some attention at looking at what's going on in your life.
Exactly.
So the big thing that I have seen lately in the office is people coming in with a lot of heart symptoms, a lot of depression, a lot of sadness, and basically, it's going back to a broken heart. So what happens? How do you get a broken heart? A broken heart could be you had a relationship that you broke up from and you're not able to get over it. And you're wondering, you're hoping the person comes back, even though it might have been devastating at the time. It could be that your partner had an affair. It could be that you lost the loss of a family member, and that loss could not only be a death, but it could be someone who is ill and you're losing them because they're not there anymore. It could be a parent who has Alzheimer's and all of a sudden they were fine and now they don't even remember who you are. Those are broken hearts. It could be a loss of a pet. It could be a loss of anything that has meaning to you that was so devastating that now you're stuck in that emotion and you can't move on. And when it's so devastating, as you go on, you create more physical symptoms. For example, with your heart, you could have panic attacks, anxiety, breathing, can't get your breath. It could be that you...
Blood pressure issues.
Again, it's that shortness of breath. Your blood pressure's up. You're short of breath. You're dizzy. You just can't get stable. You're going to the doctor and things are up and down. But often the doctors don't really see or ask a lot about what's going on. So when you experience those things, it's really important to take care of your health because down the road, you could create more serious illnesses. For example, 5 years down the road, it's usually cancer. It could be heart conditions where you can't walk, you're out of balance, you're on more medication, things just don't seem to get better. And the more medication you're on, the more the doctors have to keep regulating things, then they're really not getting to the core issue of what it is.
A lot of that medication just covers up all the symptoms, takes care of the symptoms anyway, not actually the cause of what's really going on. As I've said a gazillion times on this show. When you see drug ads on TV, it talks about what it cures for the first maybe 20 seconds, and then the rest of the commercial are all the side effects for that drug. I mean, and the way they read them may cause death. Well, Lord have mercy. What person in their right mind would consider taking something that could give you suicidal thoughts and could cause your death?
Somebody looking for a quick fix, and all they hear is the first part of it.
It's just mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling. But if you have a question for Mary Jane, it could be about yourself, could be about your child, could be about your pet, about your house. It could be about anything. Now's your opportunity to get some insight to that. So give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. If you have a health issue that's been going on for a long time, too, and you've been to numerous doctors and can't seem to get an answer, give her a call. Let her tune in and see if we can't figure out what's going on. A lot of times it's super easy.
Oh, yeah. Often it is very easy. And that's why it's fun. It's like, especially if you've been to all kinds of doctors and they can't figure out what it is, I've had kids go to children's, have all the tests. Parents have done everything possible, and the kids still have the same problem, like stomach aches and not feeling good.
Ear infections are
And they come in, and in a short time, we were able to figure out if it's emotional, if they need a little nutrition. And it's a matter of weeks till they're back on track and feeling good.
It's amazing. All right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Kind of got lost in the music there that Benny was playing.
Okay. It's good stuff, good stuff.
It was good stuff. Mm-hmm. That's because you're awesome.
Calvin Harris and One Kiss is
the name of it. I like it. I like it. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Teresa's on the line. Hi, Teresa. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Oh, hi. I just have a lot of weird physical symptoms. I think they all started with my fourth child when I had her, like my thyroid, I became hypothyroid, my skin itches like crazy.
What about your skin?
I just itch constantly. Like I could scratch till I'm bleeding. I'm told I have SIBO, and I also have a lot of joint issues.
What was it before the joint issues that you said?
I'm told I have SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth.
Okay, so, and you must be feeling pretty bad.
Well, I mean, if you looked at me, I look super healthy. As my friend said, you are the most unhealthy, healthy person I know. But I've been trying to squash down everything for, like 17 years now.
So how old is your youngest child?
She's 17.
Oh, okay. So this has been going on a long time.
Yeah. So, and I've gone down a lot of routes, and I'm definitely better than I have been, but I feel like I'm still on the journey. And
you're not where you want to be.
No.
Okay. So let me tell you what I pick up first. The first thing is you have a bile duct issue that's like part of the liver. The bile duct helps the liver produces bile, and that bile goes through the gallbladder into the gut to digest the food. Your bile duct is a 2. When you don't have bile, and it should be a 10. When you don't have bile, that's what lubricates the skin. You'll be really itchy. Often you'll be bloated and gassy. Are you bloated? Do you have digestive issues?
If I can't eat like wheat and stuff, or I'll blow up. But
right. So you avoid the things that make you worse. So you actually have a bad gallbladder too. Your gallbladder's a 2. So when those 2 things are off, that affects everything else. So now that affects puts your thyroid in low gear, puts your heart energy in low gear, puts your whole system in low gear. So what you've probably done is just stayed away from things that make you worse, but you really never quite get better.
Right.
So how old are you?
53.
So the bile duct has to do with anger. And since you've had this a long time, it feels like there's an emotion underneath it. So, and the emotion is when you were 15. What happened when you were 15?
I don't know, but probably has something to do with my dad. He was an alcoholic, and I did not like him.
Yeah, was you the daughter of your dad at 15? And the emotion is you're ticked off at your dad. So you think about that. So it's about looking at when you've had it so long. Often you could have a bile duct and a gallbladder issue. But through time, you know, with change of what you're doing, things get better. And sometimes you'll feel like you got the flu. And when you get those symptoms, your gallbladder will clear out. And your bile, everything will start working again. It's your body's natural, innate way to get things going again. But if you've had this a long time, it definitely has to do with an emotion being stuck. Plus, you need some nutrition to get your body back in balance. So you would do great if you gave us our office a call to put you on a particular plan and figure out where you're at with these emotions to get you unstuck. Because you said you've been doing quite a few things through the years, but obviously there's still something you're missing.
How do we address the emotions?
I do a technique called neuroemotional technique, and it's just muscle testing and identifying what it is. And then you release the energy that's trapped to that emotion and clear it. It's very simple. You don't even have to say what it is. All you have to do is think of it, and I can muscle test to find out if that's it. It's not complicated, but it's identifying what it is so you could look at it and then let it go. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Because once you identify it, that's the first step in letting it go and releasing it.
Because often you don't know what it is. You have no idea.
And like we said, it doesn't have to be something super traumatic, or it could be something traumatic, but it's
how you felt at the moment. And it's your body, remember, has all the answers from the time you were conceived. And when you muscle test, it's not what I think, it's what your body is saying. And things you may not even realize consciously, we can pick up by muscle testing. So that's why this is so much fun. And it all, when we do it, it all makes so much sense to you. It's not like something that's not familiar with you. You know exactly what it is. So I think it's time for you to get going and get out of that rut.
Yeah.
You could feel much better in a short time, believe me.
That would be wonderful.
All right, Teresa. I'll give you Mary Jane's office number. It's 800-777-4232. That's 800-777-4232.
Okay, I will call.
Oh, yeah, give her a call. It's amazing how much better you'll feel. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Well, that was very good, Mary Jane.
Well, it's good to just see how people put up with things and they go along and they're stuck for a long, long time.
Well, I like how the typical question is, how's your digestion? Everybody's like, oh, it's good. I have a good digestion. And then you start doing little probing and it's like, well, I don't eat that. And, well, sometimes I get gassy and sometimes I feel a little bloated.
But, you know, sometimes people will ask me a question and I always, you know, you're so in tune to asking, saying everything's okay and
feel
it's all good. Then you think about it and think, well, maybe I do have that, or that is something that comes up once in a while.
Yeah. So we're all conditioned to say, oh, we're good. It's good. All right. So she comes in the office. You'll be able to help her release that emotional component. Get her on some nutrition to lubricate her bile duct. And
well, the big thing is putting you on a nutrition program is great, but you have to look at the emotion, because otherwise it just takes longer to get better. But when you clear the emotion, everything comes together quicker, and so then you move on.
Yeah, it's not like years of therapy and talking and talking and talking and talking. It's
well, and the people that have had stuff for years and they're the same, you have to look at what, and they've done all kinds of things. What are you missing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are simple techniques out there to help you.
And even in little kids, I mean, I do this on little kids, and kids are so simple to work with and get them on nutrition that, I mean, they get better in weeks. And even teenagers, they get better in a short time. As long as you get them on the right track, the little kids get better. I mean, it's just amazing. We have, and I've done the neuroemotional technique on kids, and they're mad at their parents because their parents don't spend as much time with them because they're working and busy. And so, but the parents, it's not intentional. But the parents don't realize You know, that's what's causing the kids to have stomach aches and not feel good. And once they realize it, they just can handle that different and work with their child so they have more time and that they understand what's going on.
Well, and two, it's about the quality time. It's about quality time and really honing in and being in the moment with your child during that time. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Practice living in wholeness and achieve fulfillment in your life with your body in full service to you. Sign up for the Body Tune-Up. 6 online classes designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve. Become a practitioner now.
Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with the awesome Benny.
What up, ladies?
And, of course, Mary Jane, the star of the show. We are going to go to the phones and talk to Jenny. Hi, Jenny. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi,
Jenny. I'm 60 years old, and I've had 6 children. The oldest is 38. The youngest is 22. And 2.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with glaucoma, and it's a rapidly progressing glaucoma. And all of the drops I've had an allergic reaction to, and they've done the laser procedure, and that seems to not have brought the pressure down. And that's in addition to, I also have pretty serious osteoporosis, which a doctor said was due to my having Guillain-Barré when I was 15. And I don't know if you know what that is, but
yes,
I was totally paralyzed and almost dead. So yeah. I've had an active, healthy lifestyle. My most serious concern right now is the glaucoma because it's so rapid. So I guess my question is, I'm not sure what to do at this point because I'm not responding to any of the medications and the laser procedure doesn't seem to be helping.
You need to call my office and make an appointment. I will tell you what's going on with you. What's going on with you is, and it's something we could easily help you with. What's going on is you have a kidney that's backed up and full of sludge. That's how I describe it. And also inflamed. Your kidney is over a 400, and it should be a 10, your right kidney. So now you have an organ that's inflamed, and where does it show up? It's showing up in the pressure in your eyes. Because your eyes both score an 80. That's for pressure. I mean, the way I score it. 10 would be normal. And then I ask your body, why are your eyes an 80? And it takes me right to your kidney. And when you take care of the kidney, then the eyes go back to a 10. So it's not, if you could keep, and I know that the side effects of those eye drops can be pretty bad and affect, cause a lot of other problems for you. And especially when they're not working. And then you're saying, basically what you're telling me is they're not working.
And, well, I can't use the drops. I have an allergic reaction to all of them.
Yeah, and you have an allergic. You have it because you have something else that's wrong. Your kidney is really inflamed. Now you can't even handle those drops. And then you have some toxins in your system. You need another product to pull the toxins out. So you definitely have reasons going on that are causing the glaucoma. But if you don't take care of what's going on underneath, that your eyes won't get better. You're just chasing stuff. And your digestion is way off. You have got a lot of bacteria in your stomach. And all that bacteria goes through, that could be from the food you eat. It could be from the drains in your house. I've talked about drains before. The gases come up from the drains. Think about your drains having mildew and mold and just hair and grime. Well, the gases come up from that and you breathe it in, and that causes bacteria in your stomach. And it's what we call a toxic stomach. Those toxins go through your kidney and bladder, irritate the kidney and bladder, and then it also goes up to your lung. Do you have any shortness of breath?
No, I actually am very physically active. I'm 5'4 and 110 pounds. I walk several miles every day. I work out at the gym. I don't have symptoms of lethargy or feeling sick.
Okay, but you have your eyes are really bad. So that's where they're showing up on you. But your lungs don't score that great. They score a 3 all because of this kidney and the toxic stomach. So again, the toxic stomach can be from microwave food. It can be from your drains in your house. It could be just eating food
out. Even when you eat out.
Yeah, when you eat out. I have people take certain products when they eat out because I don't care if it's what kind of restaurant it is. You can get food that looks good, but it's not quite right. And then again, it's this vicious cycle. So you definitely have some things going on that can be addressed, that can change your eyes.
Okay. All right. Well, I will call your office.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jenny.
We'll give you the number. Yep. You'll talk to Rhonda.
Yep, and kidney is fear. Yeah. Mary Jane's number is 800-777-4232. That's 800-777-4232. That was all very interesting. That bacteria, sludge.
Well, it's a good one. It's the... I see people with glaucoma all the time, and And unless you treat the body, the glaucoma just gets worse. And then they keep doing the eye, like she said, she can't handle the eye drops because actually you're toxic underneath. Your body's already full of poison. You do the drops and it takes you over the edge.
Yeah. Well, and if she says the eye drops are also toxic too. So.
Yeah.
All right. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So, talking a little about everything, pets. You've got a lot of pets, dogs.
Any kind of question about your family or kids, it doesn't matter. We're here to help you. So
you mentioned the sludge again, and I want you to tell people how they get sludge in their either gallbladder or their kidney or their liver.
From negatively charged food. I score everything. And if things score a 7 or better, then that's positive. That's good. They're in the good ballpark. If you're scoring food and it's 6 or less, then that's negative to your body. And your body can't quite process that. And it causes the sludge to be built up in the gallbladder or the kidney. It's like processed food, things that aren't good for you. Sometimes even good food that's bad. Leftovers that have been in the refrigerator a long time. Microwave food, that's all negative. People think they're doing, there's so many people who don't do microwaving today. They've been educated, but if you're still using a microwave, it doesn't matter what kind of food you buy because by the time you get done cooking it, it's bad.
It's dead.
It's dead. And that causes a toxic stomach, causes kidney issues, bladder issues. Anything that's toxic in the stomach has to go through your system. And then when your gallbladder is backed up, well, that affects everything. That affects your thyroid, your heart. So it's like this vicious cycle of things caused by the negatively charged food.
Yeah, and for those of us who can't score our food, just be wise about your leftovers. You know, don't eat them a week later.
If you eat out a lot, think about using lemon and squeezing lemon on your food because lemon will actually kill some of the bacteria in the food. And always put lemon in your water if you're eating out, if you dare to drink the water eating out, because most of the water in restaurants is all tap negative. Water. You have to have quite a bit of lemon to charge that water up.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it could be a 5-star restaurant. It could be a fast food restaurant. It really doesn't matter. People can get bad bacteria in the food no matter where, even
exactly.
If you're eating a simple salad.
Oh, well, salads could be really bad because, you know, sometimes some restaurants, all restaurants don't always wash it. It comes in a bag and they just use it.
Yeah.
So
always use your fruit and veggie wash when you're doing your vegetables and salad and take that extra step.
Yeah, you could use, when you get your fruits and vegetables at home, use apple cider vinegar. Put some apple cider vinegar in the sink, fill it with cold water, and just put everything in there and let it soak, and it lifts all the bacteria off. It's a simple way. And then keep a spray bottle with apple cider vinegar, dilute it with some water. And if you're just having one thing, you could spray it. But it's best to wash everything before you put it in the fridge. And when you do that, washing it with water does not do it. You have to use the apple cider vinegar. There are fruit and vegetable washes out there, but you're taking a chance to which one to buy when apple cider vinegar and water is probably more effective than any of them.
There you go. Those little tidbits of wisdom coming through.
So again, the toxic stomach is your environment, your what you eat. And then it's like the cycle that causes all these other issues. So that's where you start with some of these things.
And your
with
drains.
Your digestion.
Don't forget to do your drains, bacon soda and vinegar.
Yeah, 1/4 a cup of bacon soda and 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar in all your drains to clean them out. And sometimes if they're really bad, you got to do it once a week.
And your pets might be able to help tip you off if they're doing a lot of scratching, a lot of itching constantly inside the house, it's a sign that drains need to be done.
Or if kids are sick, they get colds all the time, congested.
Runny noses, congested.
That's another.
Time to do your drains.
So, and if you feel, you know, it can affect your digestion as far as being bloated because the kidneys have to do with that. And something I didn't say is about the osteoporosis is that the kidney has to do with your bones. Kidney's all about bones. So if you have a problem with your bones, it's not about taking just calcium. It's about what's going on with your kidney. Is your kidney healthy so that your bones are healthy? So you by taking care of the kidney helps give you good blood. It helps in all kinds of ways. And so bones have to do not just with calcium, but quality of your blood. Whether you're anemic or your counts are good. So once your kidney is healthy, then your bones get better.
It's all ties together. Simply, it's very simple what you do with predictable results.
Well, and it's the story. When people tell their story, it's about connecting the dots. And how everything, even though it seems so big to them, how everything is related. And by the time they leave, it all makes sense to them. And now they're feeling better that they don't, it's not going to take a long time to get better.
Nope. All right. Time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, Visit enlightened-path.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. That song brought back some of my childhood there. Younger, listening to that song. Okay. Mary Jane's phone office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. I kind of thought that's what it was, but we just had to double check that. So, as for Teresa and Jenny, you call Mary Jane and get those appointments set up and get your glaucoma taken care of and all the other weird symptoms taken care of for Teresa.
Well, and it's interesting because, again, it's Teresa, was it, that she felt, who felt really good. But
that was Jenny who
Jenny
felt really good.
And Teresa, though, she had symptoms, but she's been... She kind of got used to it, and she's been like that a long time and still thinking she's okay.
So, yeah. All right, ladies, one more time, 888-777-4232. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. I forgot what we were talking about before we went to break.
We're just talking about a toxic stomach, the same thing, everything. You know, everything's related in the body. If your digestion is off, that can affect so many other things. And again, even though you have a lot of things wrong, sometimes it comes down to some basic things.
Well, people,
pretty simple.
Don't people come into your office with like this huge long list, and it's usually just one or two things that
top three things usually. And so, and a lot has to do with digestion and kidney, and you take care of those things and everything falls in place. Well, it's about keeping it simple and not complicated.
Well, and the other thing is if your digestion is off and you happen to be on medication, you're not absorbing that medication fully.
It's like, how well is the medication working and how much, if your organs are out of balance, then they give you more medication because it's not working. And so once our goal for you would be to get your body in balance, send you back to your doctor, and possibly need less medication and be better informed about what's going on with you.
I think you need to share a story about one of your clients. I believe it was gallbladder was off or it was liver was off. They went into the hospital. They had blood tests and things were just crazy, off the charts.
I've had that happen many times. And one was liver enzymes were way off and the doctor wanted to do a liver biopsy immediately. And when he came in to me, I had never met him before, found out it was gallbladder and bile duct and told him he needed, my recommendation was to go on the nutrition for a period of time, then go back to the doctor and be reevaluated. And he chose to do that instead of the liver biopsy. He talked to the doctor. And when he went back, they wanted to know what in the world he did because everything was totally normal. He had no issues and all the blood tests were great. So if your body's out of balance, your liver or gallbladder, your tests are going to be crazy. You can't tell if you have all kinds of tests done and they're all out of balance or not normal. You can't really go by those tests. Today, 87%, this was written up by a medical journal, 87% of tests done, whether it's MRI, blood test, X-ray, any of the tests, are incorrect or not accurate. So you can have tests done 1 week, blood test, and then in 2 weeks go back and it could be totally different. And here sometimes doctors are basing your medication and what you're doing on that one single test. So that's a little, can be not good for you. And something to keep in mind, some basic things to do if you're not feeling good is change your eating. And by going on the ketogenic program diet, which is You can, it's all over the internet. You could look it up in the foods that you could eat. You go on that program, it will change your life. You will lose weight. You will lose inflammation. It's a basic eating program. It's like the old Atkins diet, only like on steroids. It's much better. It's high protein, high fat. It's everything that the Heart Association diet has recommended for years. It's the exact opposite. And what the when the American Heart Association diet recommended their food pyramid, that's when obesity became a problem, diabetes went up, everything changed in the health industry to being the worst it could be. And now people are finally getting on the bandwagon for healthy ways of eating and finding that the ketogenic diet, for example, for autism, seizures, all those things, in a matter of weeks, can be turned around and changed.
Okay, we are going to go to the phones and talk to Sheba. Hi, Sheba. This is sure. Nancy. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Great.
I was calling because I had a question in regards to what do you do when you no longer have a gallbladder?
Oh, there's always an organ that's going to do the same job as the gallbladder. I'll let Mary Jane take it from here.
Well, when people have their gallbladder out, that doesn't mean they're better. They can have the same symptoms. Some people do feel better. Most of the time, they still have the same problem. So when the gallbladder is out, the body has a backup. Your liver takes over for the gallbladder. Sometimes the gallbladder can actually recreate itself because the body's innate ability is to heal and regenerate. So if you show up to have a gallbladder and people say, well, I don't have a gallbladder, to me, that I still use the same nutrition to treat the gallbladder, and the liver will utilize that nutrition.
Awesome. Yeah.
They took my up my gallbladder about like 20-something years ago, and I still have like digestive issues.
Exactly. So you still have a bile duct, and your gallbladder still shows up, even though you don't have it. But I would still treat you like you had it. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, and I have to use a combination of nutritions to help your liver, but you will get better.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I do take herbs to try to, you know, help me out, you know, with some, you know, with my liver.
Yeah, what you're taking isn't working because you still got the same problem. Your liver is a two and your gallbladder is a two.
Yep. So it could be.
So I should call into your number.
Call our number. We'll get you on. You know what? You're not going to guess what you need. I'm going to give you exactly what you need. I'm going to help you and guide you, and you're going to feel better in a short time. By the time when you come in, actually, I've saved people a lot of money because you're at the health food store or somewhere trying to figure out what to do. And most of the time, you're just guessing. When I'm doing this technique, I know exactly what you need. We have predictable results. We know when you do what your protocol says, you're going to feel better in a short time. And overall, your general energy and everything and your mental feeling will be better. So give us a call.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Thank you. Mary Jane's number is 888-777. No, wait. Yeah. One. Oh, Lord. 888-777-4232. Oh, my gosh. It's got to be the weather making me a little loopy. All right, Mary Jane, any final words for your wonderful listeners out there?
My wonderful listeners, if you have an issue you've been dealing with and don't have an answer to, there is an answer. Just give us a call and talk to Rhonda. And get yourself set up for an appointment. Remember, it could be in the office or on the phone. And we'll get you back on track to feeling good and be able to dream your dream and be the best you can be.
And you can't go wrong with that. I'd like to say good luck to the Vegas Knights into the Stanley Cup playoffs. It was an amazing game last night. So for all those hockey fans out there, let's go Vegas. Thank you all for listening. It's been our pleasure. We hope you have a great day, a great weekend, and we will see you next month.